أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل أرأيتم ما أنزل الله لكم من رزق فجعلتم منه حراما وحلالا قل الله أذن لكم على الله أم على الله تفترون. In the previous ayah that we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of certain characteristics of the Qur'an, certain functions of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to the Qur'an by four different titles which we discussed. Allah then spoke of the happiness and the joy and the excitement that we should express whenever some achievement materializes that is connected to the Qur'an. Allah has referred to the Qur'an as His fadl, a great bounty, and His rahmah, a great source of mercy. Allah says in ayah number 59, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. Do you see the rizq which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down for you? فَجَعَلْتُمْ مِنْهُ حَلَالًا وَحَرَامًا. And then you go ahead and you declare some of it halal and some of it haram. The authority to declare halal and haram lies purely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has the authority to declare something halal and declare something else haram. This authority lies with Allah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is the one who has sent down the rizq. There is a principle in fiqh that everything, fuqaha, jurists, they differentiate amongst themselves that when Allah sent down rizq and when Allah provided rizq, was everything haram and certain things were excluded as halal, or was it the opposite? Everything is halal and certain things are excluded as haram. The vast majority maintain the view that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent down as rizq, all of it is halal, and then certain things were excluded. Hence you will find that the haram is a minority compared to the halal. Majority is halal, but there are certain things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had declared as haram. So Allah says, who gives you the right and the authority that the rizq which Allah had sent down, you declare some of it halal and you declare some of it haram? قُلْ أَلَّهُ أَذِنَ لَكُمْ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did Allah give you the right and the permission to do so? أَمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَفْتَرُونَ. Or are you fabricating lies against Allah? وَمَا ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And what is the assumption? What is the assumption of those who fabricate lies against Allah regarding the day of Qiyamah? What is their assumption? How are they going to fare on the day of Qiyamah? People who fabricate things against Allah, people who start declaring things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared as haram, they start declaring it halal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, towards the day of Qiyamah, or towards the end of time, you will find people in my ummah who will give khamar, who will give wine a different name, and thereby declaring it halal or making it halal. There are people who will give music and the sounds made with musical instruments a different name, and thereby consider it to be halal and lawful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by doing this, what is your assumption? What do you think about the day of Qiyamah? Do you not fear the day of Qiyamah when you have to stand before Allah and you have fabricated these lies against Allah by making certain things halal which Allah declared haram, and making certain things haram which Allah had declared halal? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly Allah is the possessor of great bounty, عَلَى النَّاسِ, over the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely gracious, kind, and extremely bountiful over all mankind. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But majority of the people do not appreciate this. Majority of the people do not appreciate the favors and the bounties of Allah. وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever position you find yourself in, وَمَا تَتْلُ مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنِ, whatever portion of the Qur'an you recite, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ, whatever work you do, إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا, we are there with you throughout your every engagement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, number one, three things. وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ, whatever position you find yourself in, whether a good position, whether not so good position, favorable or unfavorable, whatever circumstance you find yourself in. وَمَا تَتْلُ مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ, whatever portion of the Qur'an you are reciting, meaning whatever ibadah you are involved in, you are reciting the Qur'an, you are engaged in dhikr, you are performing salah, you are performing umrah. وَمَا تَتْلُ مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ, whatever work you are involved in, you are involved in your daily work, your daily commitment, إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا, we are with you throughout your every engagement. Not only your spiritual engagement, but your every engagement in life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are shuhud. Shuhud means we are witnessing, we are monitoring, we are with you. إِذْ تُفِيدُونَ فِيهِ, when you are involved in whatever it is that you are involved in. وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nothing escapes Allah, even if it be the measure of an atom. مِنْ ذَرَّةٍ, ذَرَّةٍ originally refers to, because in those days the concept of the atom did not exist. Today, scientists consider the smallest thing that exists in this world to be an atom. Some have gone a step further and they say the atom can be split, so they refer to it as a quark. So they say the smallest thing that exists in this world is a quark. So whatever the smallest thing that exists is given the name dharra. Now, dharra originally refers to a tiny little small ant. Because those days, according to the Arabs, there was nothing that existed in the world that was smaller than that particular ant. So they refer to it as a dharra. But since there exist things now, because with the advancement of science and so forth, they have discovered the atom, and there's nothing smaller than the atom which exists in this world, we will translate dharra as the atom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nothing escapes Allah. Even if it is mithqala dharra, even if it is equal to an atom in weight, fil ardi wala fis samaa, nowhere, wherever it may be, whether it is in the heavens or whether it is in the earth, nothing escapes Allah. This is the vastness and the all-encompassing knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wala asghar min dalik. And Allah says, even if there's something that is smaller than that that exists, maybe we, science might say that this is the smallest particle or the smallest entity that exists in the heavens. Allah says, perhaps there's something smaller than that. And even if you discover something to be smaller than that, that too will never escape the knowledge of Allah. وَلَا أَصْغَرْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْبَرْ, and nothing greater than that, nothing bigger than that, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, everything is recorded in a clear and manifest book with Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.